The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. Last week, we gave a shiur on Midas Tovos. Midas Tovos is what one would call perfection of character, development of character. I would like to continue with that shiur this evening. It's a vast subject, and even to scratch the surface, it would take many shiurim. Maybe we'll have the opportunity in the future. Please God. What I want to do this evening is first to review over the major points, to summarize and clarify the major points which we said last week in the shiur for Rosh Hashanah, and then add a few new points. We said that Tarjag mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs, encompass the entire life of a person. And we gave the example, if we learn through the Shishe Sidre Mishnah, if we look at the six orders of the Mishnah, you have Seder Zeroim, which deal with the mitzvahs, agricultural laws of Eretz Yisrael, and also the mitzvahs of Krishma Tfilah, Birchas Hamazon Baruches, of Davanin, of Saint Nishma, Benchin and Baruches, Seder Moed, it deals with the Zmanim Akdoshim, the particular times which are set aside for sanctity, Shabbos, Nimayadim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, and so forth. Seder Noshim deals with all of the laws between men and women, marriage, divorce, and so forth. Zikin deals with all monetary laws in relationships in the business world between man and his fellow man, and the setting up of courts to administer and to enforce these laws. Also, the laws of idolatry. Kochim deals with the Beis Hamikdash, the korbanos, sacrifices, macholos asures, all types of foods which we are not allowed, we are forbidden to eat, and also is Torah tefillah and mezuzos. And then taharas deals with the dinim of impurities which is prevalent during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. So we see that it covers the entire facet, all actions of a person. But the question that we can ask, well, naturally, we are commanded to fulfill all of the 613 mitzvahs when relevant, to and biklaleseyem uprateyem, generally and particularly, and to the best of our ability. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed a person here for, and he must strive for that. But the question that we asked is, where does Midas Tovus, character development, perfection of one's character, where does that come in? That's firstly. And secondly, just how important is that facet compared to everything, to the hardcore mitzvahs that we mentioned. The Rishonim, the early commentators, explain that mitzvahs can be divided into various categories. There's the mitzvahs of the seichel, which have to do with the intellect and intelligence. A person, now all mitzvahs must be fulfilled with the seichel, but there are those mitzvahs that are basically fulfilled with the seichel. That's, for example, the emunas v'yadiyas Hashem, to know that there is a God in the world, to believe in Him. Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, to study Torah. There are mitzvahs tluyin b'leiv, mitzvahs which are basically with the heart. Again, all your mitzvahs, you have to have heart in it also. But there are those mitzvahs which are basically in the heart. And then there are mitzvahs, haguf ve'aveirot ve'evorim, which are basically done through the body, various parts of the body. Midas tovos, they are from those traits which are basically with the development of the heart. The manifestation comes through actions, but the basics of it is in the heart. Now, where does this fit into this whole picture? And we mentioned that if this question would be asked to most people, both people that are not learned and learned, they'll give you vague answers. And most of the time it's relegated, when it comes to actual hardcore mitzvahs, to the back burner. Or to Shabbos afternoon, Bein Mincha L'Marev, when people will learn Pirkei Avos, Ethics of the Fathers. This is ethics. It's not mitzvahs, it's ethics. Or the wise sayings of the elders. Now this is an enormous error. It's both an enormous error and a very tragic error. And because of this, Yiddishkeit, Torah, can become corrupt and distorted as to what the true picture is of Torah and mitzvahs. And this has happened a number of times through the generations, sometimes to a small degree, sometimes to a greater degree, but we are witnessing that this is happening also in our times, and to a very great degree. The Sefer Chavos HaLevavos, he wrote the name of his Sefer, The Obligation of the Heart. This was written by one of the early commentators, Rishon, who lived before the Rambam. And I'll quote a few statements from him. He says, "Umotzosi shem yisod kol ha-mitzvos." I have found, I have researched this question, and I have found that they are not only a mitzvah, but they are the foundation for all mitzvahs. "V'mi'ore behem shum hefsid leitochen lonu mitzvahs mi'mitzvahs o'ivorim." And if a person is not perfect in midas, then he will not be able to fulfill even the most simplest mitzvahs, ha'evorim, which is done with the body. Ruim shetehei chochmas mitzvahs ha'lev kedemes b'teva lechochmas mitzvahs ha'evorim. Very common today, you see that parents and teachers who are from the religious Jewish community will hammer into their children yarmulkes, can't go without a yarmulke. Tzitzis, can't go without tzitzis. Shabbos, heaven forbid, can't do this on Shabbos, and so forth. But when it comes to midas tovos, kino, jealousy, gaiva, arrogance, chutzpah, the way they speak to people older than them, bichiki, that's known as azus, Loshin Hora, Machlekes, Kaas, anger. That they'll learn later when they grow up. He says, Ruin shtei chokhmas mitzvahs alev kedemes b'teva lechokhmas mitzvahs eivorim. And therefore one has to learn the mitzvahs of the heart before he learns the mitzvahs of the goof of the body. Since the mitzvahs of the body is reliant and dependent on it. Actually, a very story where One person wrote that when he was younger, and he went to a very religious school, he says you could, as long as you wore your yarmulke and your tzitzis and you kept Shabbos, you could get away with anything. With anything. Derech Eretz meant nothing. Midas Tovus meant nothing. And so on. Then the Chevas Halvavos writes, we have various mitzvahs which the Rishonim, the early commentator, catalog as mitzvahs hatmidias. Mitzvahs which are we are charged with all of the time. But they're few and far between. Because most mitzvahs have their zmanim, have the particular times. Morning, evening, Pesach, Shavuos. For example, a mitzvah tamidias is Leida Hashem, to know that there's a God in the world. That we have to always be cognizant of. Chevas Halvavos writes, the mitzvahs of the midas, of the heart, heim mitzvahs atmidias. These are mitzvahs which one is obligated all of the time. Not like mitzvahs eivorim, the mitzvahs which one basically does with his body. For example, one has to remove hatred from his heart all of the time. Jealousy from his heart all of the time. And then he writes, David HaMelech wrote in Tehillim, Kuf Yutes, Pasuk Tzarek Vov, L'chol tichlor isi ketz, rechova mitzvosecho mi'od. To everything I have seen an end, but your mitzvahs are endless. So the Chavis of Ovis writes, he believes David was referring to the mitzvahs alev, these mitzvahs of the heart. Because all of the other mitzvahs are not endless. They all have shiurim and gvulim. They all have parameters. They have boundaries. They have time limits. But, he says, mitzvahs halabobis, the mitzvahs of the heart, the midas, ein little desehen mispor, to their branches and to their outgrowth, there's no number. We brought also from the Rambam. The Rambam wrote his Sefer HaGodol, his life's works, his greatest works, the Yad HaZoka. The Yad HaZoka is 14 Sforim, 14 books, which covers clarifies both in general and in particular Kol Tayag Mitzvahs, all of the 613 mitzvahs. This is the Yad HaZoka. In the first book, each Sefer has sections. The first book, Sefer Amada, he divides into five sections. The very first section, he deals with what he calls the foundation of the entire Torah, the foundation of all wisdom. And that has to do with Metzias Hashem, the existence of the God, the one God. And he bases it on a number of mitzvahs. And that he refers to as Chelek Yesod HaTorah, the foundations of the Torah. The second section of the first book of the 14 volumes, he deals with Midas Tovus, Hilchus Deus, the laws regarding character development of the person. Now, the second of all 14 volumes, covering all 613 mitzvahs, he gives this precedence before everyone. Actually, what follows is Hilchus Talmud Torah, the laws of the study of the Torah. Then Hilchus Tshuva, Hilchus Avodah Zarah, the laws of idolatry. And then Hilchus Tshuva, the laws of doing Tshuva. This is what follows in the first book alone. He sets aside to deal with Midas Tovus at the very beginning of his greatest works, with the exception that a person has to know that there is one God, he created the world, there are no other gods. And he doesn't base it on ethics. He doesn't base it on philosophy. He doesn't base it on wise sayings. He bases it on 11 mitzvahs. 5 positive commandments and 6 negative commandments. When the Rambam goes to explain this, he states that aside from the fact that there are many individual mitzvahs, min ha-Torah, that require us to fulfill the good qualities and character traits, he says there's a broad sweeping mitzvah. And that he calls v'halachta bidrachov. Acharei Hashem elekecha teilechu. Many times in the Torah does it say that you shall walk in his ways. One example is in Parshas Kisove, Perichov Ches Posuk Tes. Kisishmar es mitzvah Hashem, when you will guard the commands of Hashem, vehalachta bidrachov, and you will walk in his ways. Now there the question is, if it states you shall guard the mitzvahs of Hashem, so what does it mean, and you will walk in his ways? When you guard the mitzvahs of Hashem, so obviously you're walking in his ways. What does that come to add? And on that the Rambam explains, and other Rishonim also. Now, keeping mitzvahs of Hashem is not walking in the ways of Hashem. That's keeping the mitzvahs of Hashem. King commands you to do things. When you do that, you are fulfilling his mitzvahs. But you're not necessarily walking in his ways. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives mitzvahs, and then he has his own ways. When you emulate the known qualities of the Almighty, then you are walking in his ways. And that's what this means, Acharei Hashem Elokecha Teilechu. And this has its source, its origin in many Gemaras, that you shall follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Almighty, in his ways, you shall walk in his ways. And he says, therefore, this is called Derech Hashem, the ways of Hashem. Because in many places in the Torah goes to length, in the Torah, in the Nach, where the prophets, Moshe or the other prophets, refer to the particular personal qualities of Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Hanun, is Rachum, he's compassionate, he is good, he does chesed, he is slow to anger. These are his qualities. When one emulates that, then he is walking in his ways. And since the Torah says that you shall walk in his ways, so it's a mitzvah. We are commanded to emulate him. And then the Rambam, which I would like to quote, a number of very, very important points that comes from the Rambam in this subject. He says, Derech zuhi derech hachachomim. He explains that we have to emulate all of the qualities that we can find in the Almighty. And then he says another point. All of the natural qualities that a person has, they're either to the right or to the left. Everyone is different. Everyone is born with different qualities, and they pick up along the way different qualities from their parents, from their family, from their friends, from their environment. So everyone is a mix. And each quality, you have an extreme to the right, you have an extreme to the left. He brings that the ways of the Almighty are that which is exactly in the middle, equal distance to the right extreme and to the left extreme. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not an extreme, but he's center. And what do we base this on? Because it states that Kel Emuna V'Yoshor, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yoshor. Yoshor means straight, upright. not leaning to the right or to the left. If you look into the world, you'll see this is how he created the world. Everything is a perfect balance. In fact, this is a Sefer Chinuch that writes that all sicknesses come from when there's an imperfection in the natural balance of the human being. Whenever anything starts to lean one way or the other from center, that is a problem. And this is so in all of the qualities. So he writes as follows, Derech zu derech hachachomim. When a person walks in this way, then he's wise. He's a wise man. This was the way of the wise. Kol odom shedeiresav deos beinunish memutzaos nikra chochem. And every individual whose particular personality qualities and character traits are mid-center, not to the right or to the left, he is to be called a chochem, a wise person. Mitzuvin onu laleches bidrochim elo. But it's not because, it's merely because this is the way of the wise. We are commanded to walk in these ways. Habenonim, the norm. This is what is known as the norm, the moderation. Behem hadrochim hatovim vayishorim. Because this is what is known as the good and upright center way. And we are commanded. Where does it say we are commanded? As it states, Behalachta bidrochov, you shall walk in the Almighty's ways. Balderech ze koru anevim lekel b'chol eisen knuyin, hakenuyin. And it was for this reason that the prophets always described the Almighty the best they could with these names. Erech Hapayim, he is long-suffering, Rav Chesed, he's generous, Tzaddik, upright, Yoshor, straight, Tomim, trustworthy, Gibor, strong, Chozok, Ukiyetzeh behen, why? Lahidia, to let us know, Shehin drochim tovim v'yeshorim. But these are the ways of Tov, of goodness, and Yoshor. V'chayev Odom. And he's not talking philosophy, he's not talking what people will call Musar, and he's not talking ethics, he's talking mitzvahs. Chayev Odom. Person is obligated, lahanik atzmoy behen, to conduct himself in these manners. To emulate himself to the Almighty to the best of his ability. And because all of these names which we mentioned, they refer to the Creator himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself identifies himself with those names. And these are the ways of the mid-center, which we are obligated to walk in. Nikro derech zeh, this road, this way is called derech Hashem, the road of Hashem, the way of Hashem. In other words, not only is it the way of chokhmah, of wisdom, but this is the road of Hashem. Behi shelimad Avraham Avinu levonov. And this has an origin by Avraham yet. Because Avraham taught his sons this. Shenemar, as it states, this is in Parshas Vayera, Ki yodativ, I have brought Avraham close to me, Leman asher yitzave esbonav ubeisei achrov, because I know he will command his children and household after him, Bishomru derech Hashem, that they will guard the way of Hashem. Laasei stoka umishpot, to do charity and justice. Bahaholech bederech zu, and therefore someone who will walk on this road, mevi tova obrocha le'atzma, besides the fact that he's emulating the Almighty and he's fulfilling this great mitzvah, but he will bring brocha and goodness to himself. Because this is what is stated in that pasuk by Avraham, Leman hovi Hashem al Avraham es asher diber olav. He says that I know that Abraham will command his children and household after him to walk in the Derech Hashem and my ways, and because they will do that, I will be able to fulfill all of my promises to Abraham to bring the great promises and the great goodness to him. Leman Havi Hashem al Abraham es Hashem diber olof. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise Abraham? He didn't promise Abraham small things. He promised Abraham many times in the Torah. He said, "Ask Cholagai Gadol, I will make you into a great nation. Vavarechecho, and I will bless you. Vagadlo shemecho, and I will make your name great. Veyehi brocha, and you shall be a brocha. Vavorcha mevarechecho, and I will bless all of those who bless you. Umekalelelko o'or, and I will curse all of those who curse you. Benivruchu v'cho kol mishpacha yisra adoma. And all of the families, nations of the earth will be blessed because of you." This is what he promised Abraham. And he's saying, I know Abraham will instruct his household and be successful, that they will walk in my ways. Derech Hashem, he didn't say mitzvahs, but walk in my ways. And then I will be able to fulfill this. And again, what we read in the Sefer Torah on the Rosh Hashanah, by the Akedah, Vayikra Malach Hashem al Abraham Shenis min Hashemayim, the angel called to Abraham the second time from the heaven. Yan Asher Osises Hadavar Hazeh, because you have done this. Kivarech avarechecha v'harba arbe ezaracha kikeich v'yashomayim. I will bless you, and I will multiply your seed like the stars of the heaven, v'chachol asher asfas hayom, and like the sands and the shores of the sea. V'yirash zaracha, and your seed will inherit and conquer a shar eifav, the enemy, the gates of your enemies. V'izborachu bezaracho, and be through your seed, kol goyei oretz, all the nations of the world will be blessed. Now these were the promises he made to Abraham. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I have chosen Abraham because I know that he will instruct and influence his household, Lishma derech Hashem, to guard my ways, leman, and in order that I can bring everything that I promised to him upon his household. This is what the Rambam concludes with. From this Rambam, we quoted various statements which he makes in those chapters. From him, the Rambam, we can extract 6, 7, 8 important points. For example, firstly, a person who develops his character, his personality, and he brings it to perfection. I mean, perfection, nobody can be perfect, but he brings it to a perfection, a degree of perfection. And it's a beinoni, it's mutzah, he says. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like extremes, you see. Rain is wonderful, but rain can create floods. Drought, lack of rain is also wonderful when you're having floods, but it can create drought. Heat is good, but in extreme, it's deadly. Cold is good, but in extreme, it's deadly. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, because anything that's an extreme is an imperfection. The perfection is right in the center. And this Rambam goes to great length. So he says these are the qualities one has to seek. And he goes into particulars. But he says, this is the Derech HaChachomim. He says, you know, this is the way of the wise. Don't. We see now you have Muslim extremism, this extremism, that extremism. See? He says, no, don't go for that. These are the ways of the wise. Secondly, he says, more than it's the way of the wise, it's the Derech Hashem. This is the road that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself walks on. Thirdly, he says, HaYetzer Atzmo Nikra B'Shem Aseilu. The Creator refers to himself through his prophets with these qualities, with these names. Fourthly, he says, we are commanded to walk in these ways. Not only is it something which is admirable, this is a mitzvah essay, a positive commandment. It's a mitzvah which is shofar, tefillin, mezuzah, but more, because this encompasses the entire heart, like the Chochmas Chivas Halbavah says, which all of the other mitzvahs are built on. The Sheirasha, the origin, comes from Avraham Avinu. And all of the promises, the great promises, this is six, all of the great promises which HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Avraham, he says, I can bring on his household if they will be lishmo derech Hashem, lasis mishpat stoker, if they will walk in my ways. And that's referring to the Midas Tovus. Another point we learn from here is, we said, not only this is not a mitzvah, there are many, many mitzvahs dependent on this, and this is a broad sweeping mitzvah, but this is a greater level than other mitzvahs, because other mitzvahs are not called derech Hashem. Tzitzis, someone who fulfills tzitzis doesn't say he's walking in the way of Hashem. He's fulfilling the mitzvahs of Hashem. It would be like a king would tell you, do this, do that, go fix my house, fix my vineyard, go fix the front lawn. If you do it, you fulfill his mitzvahs. But what happens if he has a servant that wants to be like the king himself? He has such admiration for the king that he wants to be, he wants to transplant all the great qualities of the king himself in himself. That's higher than mitzvahs. And that's why that's called Derech Hashem. That's why it states, the pasuk that we just quoted, it says, Ki sishmar es mitzvahs Hashem, v'halachta bidrochov. When you will guard the mitzvahs of Hashem, and you will walk in his ways. So this brings a person even to a higher level, and to a closer dveikus of Hashem. The Mara brings, in a way, that's where it states, it's mekablim penei hashkina. This brings the person to the shkina. We mentioned in the last week's shiur the words of the Vilna Gaon at the end of Megillas Esther, which he writes, and I quote, "Ba'amidas tovos hein yose mikulon." The qualities known as midas tovos, they are more than everything else. And the reason why they're not particularly written in the Torah, in particular, each one commanded on, because each one encompassed the entire Torah itself. Kihem kolon in kol haTorah. Each midah, each quality encompasses the entire Torah. For example, says the Gemara says, the Chazal say, kol ha'kaes kilo eved avar zora. When a person gets angry, a midah ra, it's as if he serves idolatry. Now he doesn't say what he means to say that that encompasses the entire Torah, but what I think he means is what I just recently saw, I'll bring later also, from the Sefer, from the Sefer Sharei Kedusha, from the great Rav Chaim Vital, Zichrono Livracha, who was the great Talmud of the Arizal, where he brings Aveda Zoras Keneged Kola, Shkula Keneged Kola Mitzvahs. The Gemara says that the worshipping of alien gods is equal to all the breaking of all of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So therefore, what the Gra is bringing states that if someone angers, it's as if he's worshipping idolatry. Well, idolatry is equal to breaking all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. So we see this midah is equal to the entire Torah. Then he brings another case, called a sapin loshen hora kekefa biker. If someone speaks loshen hora, it's as if he denies the Almighty. The Gemara says, and then also you deny the Almighty, you've pulled out the carpet from the entire Torah, because the entire Torah is just there to fulfill the commands of the Almighty. And then he writes, the Gra, what is the greatest Midah of all of the Midahs? This is a Midah which is trampled on all of the time. It's held so cheap at the drop, it's broken at the snap of the fingers. What is the greatest Midah of all of the Midahs, Midas Tovas? He says, Midas HaShalom, the pursuit of peace. Like the Gemara says, Sonoi HaMachlekes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Machlekes, with a passion. Today, Machlekes, why not? L'shem Shemayim. He says, the Midas HaShalom is the greatest of all of the Midas. Even though every Midah encompasses the entire Torah. And how do we know that? So he says, this is a Mishnah in Masechta Uktzin. Gimel Yud Beis. Le motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli ha-machzik brocha li-Yisrael el ha-shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed a vessel in which to put all of the Midas in. And he writes, if all of the Midas encompass the entire Torah, so what kind of vessel can there be to hold all of the Midas? HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't find anything except the Midah of Shalom. Because the Midah of Shalom is as great as all of the Midas together. So he's saying all of the Midah, every Midah is as great as the Torah. And the Midah of Shalom is as great as all of the Midas together. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Bracha of Shalom to Klal Yisrael. And that's we always end, conclude. The Birchas HaKahanim concludes with Shalom. And the Birchas Shemayne Esrei, and Kaddish, and so forth. And because of this, we mentioned last week, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, the great Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, states in Mishnah Ovis, Perek Beis Mishnah Tes. Some places it's Mishnah Ches or Mishnah Zayin, they're numbered differently. It says, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, a Talmud from Hillel and Shammai. And he had Chamisha Talmidim Hoyalei. He had five great disciples. Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkenes, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Rabbi Yesi HaKoin, Rabbi Shimon ben Nesanel, and Rabbi Lozer ben Aroch. And he would describe their greatnesses. He says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkenes, Bor Si Cheinam Avi Tipo. He was like a mikveh, a cistern that would never lose one drop. He never forgot one drop of Torah that he ever learned. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Ashrei Yeladatoi. How fortunate is the one that gave birth to him. Yossi HaKohen, he called him a chosid. It's a saint. Shimon ben Nesanel Yerechet. He called him the Yerechet who feared sin. Loza ben Aroch, Mayin HaMesgaber. Loza ben Aroch was like a spring which never ceased flowing, always flowing with wisdom and Torah. And then the Mishnah brings different versions as who was the greatest. And he said to them, Tzu'uru ezi derech tova sheyidbak bo ha'adam. Go out and see what is the best way, what is the best possible thing in the world that a person should cleave to. And they went out and they came back and they reported their findings. Rabbi Eliezer says, a good eye will bring a person to everything that's good. We haven't time now to elaborate. We just want to bring out one point. Yeshua said, a chover tov. You have a good friend, bring you all of the brocha. Biyasi said, shochein tev, a good neighbor. Someone who has the ability to foresee what can come out of something. Blazer ben Aroch said, Leif Tov, a good heart. Omer lehem re'ani es di Blazer ben Aroch mi divreichem. Yechim ben Zakkai chose what he said. He said, I choose what Blazer says, a good heart, shebechal dvorav divreichem. Because encompassed in what he said is everything that you all said. In other words, the heart is the, just like the heart is the origin of of life and nutrition and sustenance to the body. It pumps the blood into all parts of the body. So is it spiritually. It brings everything into the body, into the person. And just like if a person can be healthy in every other way, but if he's got a bad heart, he's in trouble. But if he's got a healthy heart, then it's good. The same thing here. Then he told them, Tzuru eze derech rosh yisrachik min odem. Go back out into the world and see what is the worst thing a person can have and cleave to. And they came back, and the blessed said, Ein ra, a bad eye. Pshua said, a bad friend. Bjesi said, a bad neighbor. Pshimon said, the quality of a leva vena mashalim. Someone who borrows money, and then he doesn't pay back. In other words, mashalim ra tachas tova. Someone who did a favor to him, and he hits him back. Levra, worst possible thing a person can have is a bad heart. Omalehem, and again he said, Reya anias divrelos ben aroch mi divrechem. I choose the words of Rebloze ben Aroch from all of your words. Shebechlal dvorov divrechem. Because whatever you said is encompassed in what he says. Best quality of a person, sheyidbak, that he should cleave to, that he should work on, is his heart. In other words, he works on his heart, he'll bring goodness and cure everything else. The worst, actually, incidentally, this is what the doctors tell you too, in the physical world. The worst quality that a person must distance himself, sheyisrachik, to the ultimate, is a person, a bad heart. A person should not think that when you're dealing with the midas, this has to do with the mitzvahs hakalos, the lighter mitzvahs. But not serious mitzvahs. Serious mitzvahs like Bris Milah, the positive commandment that has Kodesh, Korban Pesach, or even Tefillin or Matzah, or Treifus. Not so. The Rambam brings in Perek Gimel Vilchus Tshuva, Halacha Vov, he says, for example, Balei Loshen Hora, Ein Lam Chelek Leilam Abo. Loshen Hora, it comes from a bad heart. Because he has hatred in his heart. He has cruelty in his heart. The person had goodness in his heart, he would say good things about someone else. If he had nothing good to say, he would find something good. If he couldn't, he'd keep quiet. But from the fact that he talks down a person, destroys a person's reputation. It says, Amovis, Movis, Mechaim, Biyad Aloshen. Death can come. This comes from cruelty of the heart. Bale Loshen Hora, those who constantly speak Loshen Hora, the Rambam brings us, they lose their Kalik in the world to come, heaven forbid. You can hardly say this is from the Kalis, from the light of Averis. And in Aloch Yudalit, he brings a Makanashem Chavere. Someone who gives a name to a person which is a derogatory name. He gives him a certain name and he calls him by that name all of the time. Good example, he calls him a shorty, say, or whatever it is. And it's a derogatory name. Or a malbin p'nei chavere barabim, or he embarrasses someone publicly, or a mischabit b'kalon chavere. He always takes joy and honor, exploits it for his own honor when his fellow man falls. He has chutzpah where he insults his rabbeim or other tamir hachomim. People that do this often, they lose their portion in the world to come. still receive. He would say these are simple acts, simple midas. We found, the Rambam brings, we brought this last week, in Perek Yud of Matnas Aniyim, someone who cannot get himself to open his hand to give to others. He lacks the generosity. The Rambam says, he's under suspect if he's from Zer Avraham Avinu. If he's from Avraham, he's under suspect. Because this is a cruelty. Someone needs you have, and he can't get himself to give it to him. This is an axorius. And he says, we didn't find axorius by Avraham or by his seed. This is by the idolaters. This is what the Rambam writes. To the contrary, he says, someone who can open his hand and is generous and his heart, it's a sign that he's from Zer Avraham Avinu, he's from the seed of Abraham. And we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu was marchik shtei umas gedeles, two great nations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that they should never, never ad olam be allowed to mix with Klal Yisrael. Why? Because they were murderers? No. Idolaters? No. Megalarais? Promiscuous? No. Ashalei higdim? Atzmon belechav avmai? Because they could not come, even though they were related from Avraham, come forth to offer bread and water to Klal Yisrael as they were coming through the land. So one should not think that the ramifications of these midos are light ramifications. Now, this is a summary and a clarification of the points that we covered in last week's shiur. I'd like now to add a few more to this. A question that we can ask and is asked. It would seem that Midas Tevis, this is should be under the label of Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz, good manners, good conduct. Why mitzvahs? We know Derech Eretz is not mitzvahs, it's mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are not Derech Eretz. States Derech Eretz was given to the whole world. Given to Adam Arishan and his children. And it was Kodmala Terah, Chovav Deris. It was given 26 generations before Terah was given. It was given, the Gemara Darshan's, Eitz Chaim. Derech Eitz Chaim, Derech Zu Derech Keretz. It was given as soon as the world was created. The Torah was only given on Sinai 26 generations later. The answer to this is it certainly is encompassed in Derech Eretz. Both are true. It is Derech Eretz, and for that reason, all nations are obligated in good midas. You don't find only Jews talk about good midas. All nations of any level, of any standard, would always talk about good manners and good conduct and good qualities and character development. And certainly, because this is something that was necessary for every person and for human relations. And this is necessary, therefore, the Tzorche Ayishuv. For the world, it's necessary. But Derech Eretz is what the Maral refers to as the Chochmah HaTachtoina, what the wisdom of this world demands. And the wisdom of this world certainly demands that. People will not be able to interact with each other if they didn't have good conduct and good manners and good midas. However, once the Torah was given at Sinai to Klal Yisrael, these qualities still remained in the realm of Derech Eretz, but they took on a new dimension. For Klal Yisrael, a dimension of mitzvahs Hashem. Now they're required not only by the Chochmah HaTachtona, by the Chochmah Elyona, by the wisdom of the upper worlds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only what is required by this world. And they took on a new dimension, a new depth altogether. A simple example is what we were speaking about. When the world pursues good character and good personality and good integrity, that's because that's how a person should live together with other people. The tzorch ha'yishuv that's necessary for the world. But it's not necessarily doing so because it's a derech Hashem. It's to emulate the Almighty. The derech eretz, in other words, the wisdom of this world requires it. But not because he wants to be mekabel p'nei Hashchina. He wants to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cleave to him, to cleave to his ways. Once Torah was given to Yisrael b'Sinai, they have to now have a double requirement. Firstly, the foundation is derech eretz, but now even more so, we are obligated to perfect ourselves to super perfection, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mekabel p'nei Hashchina, because these are his ways, the derech Hashem. And the ramifications are ein mispor, the ramifications are to no number of it. And this is many, there are many mitzvahs of these kinds. Another point. I'd like to quote, I mentioned before, that who deals with this subject is Reb Chaim Vital in the Sefer Shari Kedusha, Shar Sheni Chelek Aleph. I came to this particular point through my son, Rabbi Avraham, who showed me this, where he came through it through the Sforim of the Aleshur from Bolbe Olavashur. And Reb Chaim Vital writes as follows. He says, all of the Midas, their origin... Or he writes as follows. He writes that the Nefesh HaOdom, we'll try to put it in words, making it easy to understand. The Nefesh HaOdom, the Nefesh which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person, that's the life-giving force which he blew into him. It actually has two dimensions. It has one dimension, which is referred to as a Nefesh HaTachtona, and that Nefesh is more... relates to the physical man. And then it has a higher dimension, which is referred to as the Nefesh Elyona. And that's the dimension of the Nefesh which relates to the spiritual man. So all of the basic midos that we're referring to, they have their origin in the Nefesh HaTachtona Shel Adam, in the Nefesh that relates to the physical man. All mitzvahs, taryag mitzvahs, are fulfilled with the nefesh elyona, the higher dimension of the nefesh. The higher nefesh of the higher dimension of the nefesh can only fulfill its functions only through its foundation in the lower dimension of the nefesh. Can't do anything independently. He says, therefore, it's impossible for the Nefesh Elyona to fulfill any mitzvahs without bringing in the foundation of the Nefesh HaTachtona, the lower Nefesh. And since all of the midos have their origin in the lower dimension of the Nefesh, it's impossible to fulfill any mitzvah in the Torah without coming on to the Midas HaOdom. And therefore he says, and I quote, Ulefichach, Inyon HaMidas HaRoos, Koshim Min HaAveres Atzmon Meod Meod. If a person has a Midah Ra, he has a bad quality, this is going to harm him more much more than an actual Avera. Because how will he be able to fulfill mitzvahs? If you can only fulfill mitzvahs with the highest dimension of the nefesh, and the highest dimension of the nefesh can do nothing without bringing in the foundation of the nefesh, and all of the midas are in the foundation of the nefesh, this means we have to use all of the midas in order to fulfill mitzvahs. If a person has a midah raw, he says, how are you going to fulfill mitzvahs the way you should? And therefore he says, inyan amidas aros. If a person has a bad midah, that is a greater setback to him than actually doing an avera. And then he brings, similarly, what the Vilna Gaon brought. He says, that's why it says, kol hakeis ki ilo aver avera zora. Someone who has anger in him. It's as if he's going to commit avera zora, idolatry, which is against all of the mitzvahs. Or he says, kol mi sheyesh begasas haruach, someone who has arrogance in him. The Gemara says on him, ki lo kefa biker. It's as if he denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That will be its manifestation. And then he adds this point. He says, since it's impossible to fulfill mitzvahs properly, except through midas, you see, since it's impossible to fulfill mitzvahs properly, except through midas, he says, and I quote, Nimtzo ki yose tzorech lizoyer mi midas haroz, yose min kiyum ha-mitzvahs ese ve-leisase. And again, this is what we're speaking, especially with children. It's more important to work on uprooting bad traits than in putting effort into fulfilling positive and negative commandments of the Torah. In other words, more important than teaching a child about tzitzis or Shabbos or Yarmulke is teaching him this is you don't do and this you don't do. You don't cause machlekes, you don't say Lashon Hara, you don't have chutzpah. You don't speak to older people like that. That comes first and is more important. I quote, Nimtzo ki yos, and this is the Talmud of D'Arizal. And Ari was the great Mekubal. Nimtzo ki yese tzorech lizora mi midas ros, yose min kiyum ha-mitzvahs ese v'leisase. Therefore, one has to take more precautions in uprooting bad qualities of the individual than in fulfilling positive and negative commandments. Ki b'yesei bal midas tovos b'nekal yikayim kol ha-mitzvos. Because if he uproots his bad midas and he fills his nefesh with good midas, it will be very easy for him to fulfill all of the mitzvos. But if he doesn't, he says he won't be able to fulfill mitzvos. This is what Reb Chaim Vital writes. From here we can hear the Gra, which we have quoted a number of times in the past, but I would like to quote what is relevant to this point. The Vilna Gaon was planning on going to Eretz Yisrael. It was a long, arduous trip in those days. This was in the 1700s, from Vilna to Eretz Yisrael. So his plan was to go alone, get settled, and then bring his family over. Before he left, he wrote a letter to his family. It was a personal, private letter to his family, but it became a monument because it was full with so much instruction that he left his family. Incidentally, the trip was aborted. I don't know if he left or he didn't leave, but he didn't go. But the letter remained. He writes, in many places in the letter, now the Gaon was not someone who used extra words. Every word by him counted. In many places, he repeats himself and repeats himself. He's writing this to his wife, and in his household was his wife, and he had sons and daughters, and he had married children, and he had grandchildren. They had grandchildren, he and his wife. And I think even his mother might have been living in the household. See, he repeats himself many times, L'chane habonim v'habones, to give chinuch, to educate and to bring up the children, the sons and the daughters, the small ones, with midas tevis, with good qualities. And chas v'sholom, keep them away from bad qualities. And this is what he constantly hammers. And for example, a quote, "V'gam bosi levakesh mitoch." He says, "I come to beseech you. Me'od, listen to this language. Me'od, me'od. I come to beseech you in extremes. Bevakosho dole va'atzuma ushtucha. I plead with you," he's saying, "Shetadrich es b'neisayich me'od. Bring up your daughters me'od, very much. Shleyetzi mipihem, that should not come out of their mouths. Klolo ushvua." And he curses, and he oaths, cause of lies, machlekes, quarrels. Rak hakol bisholom, everything in the house should be bisholom, peaceful, be'ava, be'chiba, uvenachas, with love, with kindliness, with and nachas. And then he writes again, "V'nei tadrichem tomid b'sifrei Musa." Learn with them the Sifrei Musa. "V'al klola u'shvua u'kozav." And if they start to insult each other and say curses at each other and whatnot and lies, he says, "Take esom, you shall hit them." "V'nei terachem aleim klal," and don't have any compassion. Now, in the entire letter, he never mentions to raise a hand against the children. To the contrary, he keeps mentioning you got to teach them with kindness and you got to teach them easily and don't force them and so forth. There's only one place where he mentions that you shall not be marachim on them and you shall raise a hand to them. That's when it comes to the midas rosh, to the bad midas. He says, "Ki chas v'sholom b'kilkol abonim ye'onshe av ve'em me'od." He says, don't think that you'll be good to them. And you won't, yeah, you close your eyes. He says, because heaven forbid, the parents, they are guilty. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will demand it from them. Many parents feel they're doing their children a great teva, great favor, by going easy on them. He says, when it comes to teaching them Torah, he says, that you can't force. You got to make them want to learn. For example, promise them, you'll give them some if they learn. Give them coins. Give them sweets, whatever. You can't force them. For this or that, he says, everything must be with a kindness, with a softness. But he says, when a midah raw, a bad midah, he says, you're not doing any, you're not being kind to your children by closing your eyes. And he says, heaven forbid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it out on the parents. Then again, ushitzaisa v'yechabdu, they must learn to listen to you. Your children must learn to listen to you and to honor you. And again, they must learn it. Uli imi, and he says unto my mother. In other words, there was a grandmother. Ula chol agadelim bishoni mehem. And they must learn to listen and to honor anyone that's older than them. Today, you got kids with chutzpah. Azus, the way they talk to your parents. Parents come and tell me. The way they talk to grandparents, the way they talk to teachers. In the Gra, this was 1750. He says, you must teach them to listen and to honor you and my mother and to anyone that's older than them. Megam kol ma shekosu b'sifrei Musa yekaimo. Learn in the Sifrei HaMusa with them. Constantly teach them these things. And here he writes, teach them softly. Teach them rebuke but that is acceptable to the heart. Upapratim niska lovele Eretz Yisrael. And certainly if we will be zeicha, we'll merit to come all to Eretz Yisrael. Kisham tzorech leilech me'od b'darkei Hashem Eretz Yisrael. You have to act differently. You have to be better in Eretz Yisrael. He says there you have to walk very carefully, but Darkei Hashem, it's interesting, it brings Darkei Hashem, in the Derech Hashem, see, in the way of Hashem. V'lachein Targilon. Therefore, you have to educate them and get them into the habit. Ki Hadibor, he speaks a lot about Loshon Hara. He says, speaking and the Midais, Tzorech Hergul Rav, needs constant habit. Bahergol al kol dover shiltai. Habit rules. This is very important. What you learn in your youth becomes part of you. When it becomes habitual, it'll never leave you. So Shlema Melech said, Chanei Chanar, al pidarkei oz ki yaskin lo yosir mimenu. What a child learns is hakterayim when he's young. Won't leave him. He won't leave. I remember once the yeshiva tells there was a big lobby. It used to be a commercial building. They bought it. So it was a big lobby with stairs, marble floor, that went up. And then further down there was a door to a big, it used to be a big ballroom. And that was the Beis HaMedrash, beautiful Beis HaMedrash. In America, in the winter, it becomes very messy because the snow starts to become partially melted and you get what's called slush. And you're wearing overshoes, galoshes, and boots. So they become all wet and muddy and whatnot. So most of the guys would walk right through the lobby. The coat room was further in. So most of the guys would walk right into the coat room with their boots and there take them off. And I could never get myself to do that. I come from a place with a lot of snow, Minnesota. Snow and blizzard, it's an Arctic climate. I was always taught you don't come into the house with your boots on. And if you did, you feel sorry for you. So when you come in, you take off your boots in the outer hall so you don't track up the whole place. So I used to take off my boots before coming into the lobby. So one day, the Rosh Hashiva, that tells the Rosh Hashiva, a mortal passes and he sees me doing that. He says, oh, he says, azach fein azach. Such a good thing to do. Wasn't a good thing to do. This is the way I was taught in my youth. And here goes Shalit. What becomes habit rules. It was even would be difficult for me to do otherwise. So this is what the Gra is saying. What you teach a child in his youth. And we're talking here not only that, but midas tovos. That will rule. See, that will rule. One time, when Rabbi Eloy, He someone brought him a sefer. It was from that end of the Beis HaMedrash. He wanted a particular sefer, and he looked at it. Finished davening, Shabbos. After davening, he picks up the sefer, and he starts to walk back to the Beis HaMedrash. He's an old man. It was a high shelf. So I told him, leave it. He wanted the bochum and put it back. He says, no, ekenisht, I can't. See, that was like me with the boots. Ekenisht, I can't. Gyusa diyankusi. He says, he learned in Mir Yeshiva, in his youth. And there, if you left a sefer on the table, after you finished learning, there were gaboim, there were the library attendants that would come around, and if they would find that, they would penalize you. They would penalize you, you'd have to pay a fine, because someone could be looking for that sefer. And it was a Beis HaMedrash of 400 or 500 people. And you'd pay a fine and they would go to the library. So he told me, Kenish, I can't give to the Yonkosi. He says, it's ingrained in me. I have to take it back. So what you teach a child is ingrained. Parents are doing the greatest injustice to a child by closing their eyes to Midas Ra'os. Because he brings, this is what he brings. It needs, they have to be habit forming. And habit forming rules. To do anything the first time, the second time, the third time is always difficult. But after you do it many times, it becomes a nature. He says, the Rosha, don't think he enjoys his life. The drug addict doesn't enjoy his life. The alcoholic doesn't enjoy his life. The habitual thief doesn't enjoy his life. They don't enjoy their life. He says, Marley, it's a bitter life. He knows it is. So what's the problem? Because it's kosher lelifresh. He can't get out of it. It's become part of him. In other words, good habits become nature and bad habits become nature. So he says, that's why it's so important to teach them when they're young. Teach the children Mesechta Oves. Teach them Oves the Rabnosen. That's the Pirish, the commentary on Ethics of Our Fathers from the Gemara. There's a Mesechta. It's called Derech Eretz. He says, that comes before Torah. You have to teach them. And then he speaks on everybody in the household and has to give COVID to everyone else, and especially those that are older. And then he says, and you have to teach them that with every person, they have to conduct themselves in a manner of par excellence, with nachas, with dignity, covered nachas and kindness. So this is what the Gra brings out on this. Another point is the morale on that Mishnah of Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. He says, notice that it says, Tzuru ezu hiderech asher yidbak ba'odem. Go out and see the way a person should be dovak. He said, why did he use that word dovak? Dovak means to cleave. He writes as follows. Shetzorech ha'odem sheyidbak legamri b'midazos. Because he was looking for the midas tovus. What mida, what quality is the greatest quality that a person should pursue? And in the end, they said a good heart. He says, a person has to cleave to it totally. Ula hagel atzma, and he says the same. La hagel atzma me'od, and to constantly cleave and do it over and over, b'mida tova, atzte amida kavur b'nafsho, until it becomes part of him. Ki kein zorg si amida satevis kavurus bay. When we speak of midas tovus, we're talking where it becomes your nature. Atzte nasim le'teva, until it becomes the person's nature. Umikolskin shle nikra bal mida teva kasher le hurgol vele hukfa banafshi achinas le teva. Just because a person can act good and nice at certain times, that doesn't mean he's a bal mida tova. It has to become his nature. And in order to become his nature, he has to do it over and over and over. That's why Rabbi Yechman ben Zakkai said, "Ezvi derech hatova sheyidbak bo'adam," that he should cleave to. And the same thing with Amida Ro. He said, "Sheyishrachik." What is the bad quality that a person should distance himself? He says, "You have to distance yourself to the ultimate, because even if you come close to a bad midah," he says, closeness means it's part of you to a degree. This is what he writes. Now we see a chidush, we see something very unique. Generally, I would say, if a person has, let's say he has a quality of anger, then he learns all of things, this that we're learning. So he's going to control his anger. And he's successful in controlling his anger. There are certain times he should get angry, and he should shout or take some action. He exercises self-control. He keeps his mouth closed. He doesn't take any action. Perfect. Not so. You see a chidush here. That's not what we're talking about. He still has a bad meter. He became angry. It's a degree. He didn't go and break dishes, break windows. He didn't hit anyone. But he still was angry. Here we're talking about changing one's very nature. That he has to work on himself to uproot the midrash, where it does not anger him anymore. And if you look in the Perek of the Rambam, that we quoted before, this is explicit in the Rambam. That's why the Rambam says if a person is extreme to one way, the only way he'll uproot it from himself is if he bends it all the way to the other way until it's uprooted from him, and then he can swing to the middle. He says, just like you're trying to change the nature of a tree that is bending one way, you have to bend it all the way to the other way. So we're talking here where we have to change a person's nature. And that's why the great people that worked on this said that this is the Aveda HaKosha Shebekulan. There is nothing more difficult. But this is the requirement of the Darki Hashem. Another example. Let's say a person by nature is very stingy. Can't get himself to part with his money. He learns what we learned tonight. He learns the Rambam. You have to be from the seed of Abraham Avinu. Okay. Comes a poor man. He doesn't want to give him anything. He exercises enormous effort. Exercises enormous willpower. He writes out a big check and he gives it to him. It's wonderful. It is wonderful. But he's still a stingy person in his heart. And that's how we're talking about. See? He has to, because HaKadosh, if you're emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's qualities, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lacks chesed, except still he does it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is generous. You have to have generosity of the heart. And he has to work on himself until he eradicates that stinginess from himself and he can start growing generosity in himself. We see how difficult this is. Actually, the Rambam brings such a halacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyum, in regards to tzedakah, in Perek Yud Halacha Dalet, brings Kol Hanesin Tzedakah LaOni V'Seiv Ponim Ra'os. Someone who gives tzedakah to an oni, but he's not happy with it because his nature is not to give, but he knows you have to give. He learned all of this, so therefore he gives. But he's not happy. Upanav kvushes bekarka. And he has a bad face to the person. He says, look, all right, I have to give here, take it. Afilo nosen le elef zuhuvim. Even if he gave him 1,000 pieces of gold. Ibatz chusei b'efsidai. He loses his mitzvah. Loses his mitzvah. Nei sein stoker lo oni. Someone who gives stoker to the oni. The saver upon him rose upon him kushes bekarka. And he has an angry look on his face. Another one. Afilo nosan lai elef zuhubin. Even if he gives him 1,000 pieces of gold, ibat schusai vehefsidai. He loses his schus. Loses his mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to be generous. Generous means generosity of the heart and of the hand. You must give it with a good, kind face and besimcha. And you must share with the person his tzora. And you shall speak kindly to him and words of comfort. Shneamar, because that's the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lev Almona Aranein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uplifts the spirits of the downtrodden. And there, this is the explanation in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk states in Parshas Re'eh, Tesvav Ches, that's the Parshas of Tzedakah, Leisik Beis Etziotcha, Leisa'amets Es Levovcha, Veleisik Beis Etziotcha, Me'achicha Ebyon. Do not harden your heart and do not close your fist. This one opened his fist, but he hardened his heart. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to open your hand and open your heart. And if you, that's the Darkei Hashem. So we see that we're not talking about easy things here. It would be hard enough for a person whose nature is against opening his hand to open his hand. No. But to open his heart too. This is one illustration how the mitzvahs Hashem builds on the Derech Eretz. You see, this Derech Eretz doesn't require. For the Yeshiva Olam, they need the thousands of Zehuvim. They don't necessarily need all the compliments. But not for mitzvahs Hashem, not for Yisrael. Not for Zerah Abraham Avinu. If you look and see how Abraham did Chesed, it was a different thing. In this week's Parsha, we will conclude with this. In this week's Parsha, Mazino, it states, Ki atzur tomim po'olei, ki gold rochav mishpot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zarak, he's tomim, perfect, all of his works are perfect. And all of his drochav, his ways are just. Ki lemuna, he is a God which is trustworthy. Be'ein ovel, there is no crookedness in him. Tzadik, he is perfectly upright, be yoshor hu, and yoshor. Now, many midas are mentioned in that posuk. But we have to know, whenever the Torah writes of the qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now we understand it's for two reasons. First of all, to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But secondly, to let us know what his qualities are. Because we are obligated to walk in his ways. And there it states Yoshur, like the Rambam read. And the Rambam learns from there that therefore any way which is not Yoshur, an extreme, it's not the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any way which is Mamutza and Beinani, which is in the midpoint between the extremes, that's the Derech Hashem. And this is what we're obligated to emulate. It's interesting to note, this is the way of Yisrael, because it states that, it says Tam v'Yoshor. Yoshor and Tam almost mean the same. The fact is, the commentaries try to find what is the subtle differences between them. But it states on Yaakov Avinu, he was Ishtam. Yaakov Ishtam, Yeshiva Olim. And Yaakov's name became Yeshurun. And Yeshurun is from the word Yoshur. So Yisrael were called Yoshurim. And it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, which is Yoshur, Pegudi Hashem Yeshurim, to Klal Yisrael, because they are Yeshurim. In other words, this is the perfect midpoint, and these are the ways in which we're obligated to walk. So these are this was a summary of the last week's shiur, which was the basis for this, and then a number of additional points which we brought. We brought we clarified the difference between the mitzvahs Hashem and Derech Eretz. We brought from Rav Chaim Vital how all of the midos, which are in the lower dimension of the nefesh, and the higher dimension of the nefesh can only fulfill mitzvahs with the help of the lower dimension. So therefore, all of the midos have to be brought into play. And if there's a midah haroh, it's going to make it impossible for people to fulfill mitzvahs properly. And therefore, he says that a person has to be more careful in uprooting a midah ra than in fulfilling positive and negative commandments of the Torah. And once he uproots a midah ra, then it will be easy for him to fulfill mitzvahs. And then, from there we brought the importance to be machanech, to teach children while they're young in this. Even more important, this comes before mitzvahs. And on that we brought from the letter of the Vilna Gaon. And then we brought that when we're speaking of developing midos, we're not only speaking of the level how one should conduct himself. In other words, a person can have bad qualities but still conduct himself properly with exercising enormous willpower. That's a great level. But we is demanded from us even more that we have to uproot the very nature of ourselves in order to implant good qualities, even in our heart, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And that's why the Maral says, Asher Yidvak. It states, he says, that you should cleave to. And on this we brought an example from the Rambam, that when someone gives stokah, but it's not with a good heart, even 1,000 pieces of gold, he can lose the mitzvah. This, please God, in maybe next month, we'll be able to continue to go into some of the particular, this was in general when it came to Midas Tevis, but to go into some of the particular Midas, which we all need very much to work on. We should all be zeichet to have a very, very good year, well over the fast. Our tefillah should be accepted, and a gemar chasima tova, and shalom al Yisrael.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.